Begin transmission.
Hey, 8:06. Yeah, right. Obviously, that's local time. The current time where you live is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. But I've got some good news and some bad news. I can hear a bike. Okay, where's that bike going? That way. And shouldn't that be looping back coming this way? Yeah, I'm outside. I am outdoors. Am I risking my life for your entertainment? Well, of course I am. Am I breaking the law? Am I breaking the law to bring you entertainment? Well, that's an unknown quantity at this point. I don't think so. I think some of the restrictions on being out in a public park have been lifted. And that's where we are today. We're out in a public park. Ooh, here's a bone. Deer bones. We're out in a public park. We're at Tranquility. And we're looking for mushrooms today. Looking for our dudes. Our mushroomy dudes. Because, and this is where the story gets a little bit weird. I thought it rained last night. But now I'm not sure. And, oh look, there's a dryad saddle. Oh, there's a real nice dryad saddle mushroom on that little stump right there. Very cool, very cool. What else is in here? What else is in here? I'm sort of in the forest heading towards the dead birch forest, the morel zone. Checking these other spots, though, obviously. Right, so I thought it rained last night, but now I'm not sure. You know, all yesterday it looked like it was going to rain, and all last night I thought it was going to rain. Then I stopped paying attention around midnight, not sure if any water came down or not. It's not like I heard any big rainstorms or anything. But then I had to get up. I woke up at shortly before dawn, as dawn was cracking. I woke up because I had to go to the bathroom, and as I was walking into the bathroom, I was sort of looking out the window, and in the half light of dawn breaking, I thought, oh, it looks like it rained. It looks like things are wet out there. Okay, that might have happened. I don't know. Maybe I dreamed it. Maybe I hallucinated it. Maybe I don't know what's going on at all, because when I eventually got up today, everything is dry. Everything is dry. It's still very overcast. It still seems like it's going to rain. But as I'm walking along on this path here, it does not seem like it has rained at all, but maybe it has, because all of this green is greener. When were we here last? We were here, well, last Friday, wasn't it? And everything has grown up. The ground is dark. It looks like it's been wet. All right, where's that bicyclist going? Is she coming around and gonna get me? And what's this bit of orange I see up here? Oh, just an old surveyor's flag. Okay, so I got up this morning. And yeah, it was actually morning. And wait, what's that over there? Is that something? No. The first thing I did was take all the drugs I could find. Well, that's not entirely true. I took a handful of acetaminophen and a handful of ibuprofen. Waited for that to kick in, and drank some tea, drank some Da Hong Pao, as I was waiting for the drugs to kick in. And so they seemed to have kicked in, and now I'm out running around. And my leg hurts already. Yay! Yay! So we're going to see just how long I can walk today. Let's push it. Let's see how far it'll go. Let's ride this thing till the wheels fall off. So I'm walking through the forest floor, checking various areas for morels. Wait, what's this up here? Is this something? Oh, no, that's a leaf. Oh, yeah. So already my leg is a little bit weird. And I'm mad because I can't go to the hospital, can't go to the doctor because we have too many coronaviruses. And we got to stay away from the hospitals. And I'm annoyed. But there's been one weird side effect to all this. And that is... oh, damn it, corn cob. I thought I found some. Nope. What's the one weird benefit to having these ultimate muscle spasms where your leg is constantly cramped up? And if you let this go on for a couple months, you end up with legs that look like a marathon runner's legs or a Tour de France bicyclist's legs. Because I'm constantly flexed, I'm constantly building up the muscle. You should see this. It's ridiculous. My calves look like it's just, I look like a circus freak. Basically is what's going on here. But it's funny. I think it's funny. And am I seeing something 10 meters away? We need to go over here and check something out by this tree. Oh, what's over here by this tree? Oh, well, yeah. Okay, it is a mushroom. It's just not the mushroom we're looking for. We have this lovely Caprinus growing, you know, 4 inches away from this little hickory tree. And it's kind of odd, because it's just this one Caprinus. And somebody's been chomping on it. It's got a hole in it where somebody said, oh, I think I'll have a yummy bite of yummy food. So, all right, well, we got some Caprinus growing. As I walk through here, I'm noticing that the ground is very soft. So maybe it did rain. Maybe I'm just an idiot. That is always a possibility. We never discount that possibility. Never doubt your own idiocy, no matter how sexy your legs look. Yeah. All right. Clearly I'm going crazy. We need to move over here into the dead birch forest and see what we can find. Gotta find us some fungus. But I don't know if we're going to find much. If it didn't rain as very hard, then we're not going to get any big flushes. But you never know. Sometimes, what's the word I'm looking for? Cumulative water. Sometimes that causes a big explosion, a big flush. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. It's like I didn't even take the damn pills now. Oh, actually, I want to go over here and look at this log down here, too, because why do I get the feeling there might be something lurking around in here? Well, I can get those feelings, but that doesn't mean they're right, because I'm not seeing anything. Huh, okay, that's fine, too. That's cool. I can dig it. I'll just go over and look in the usual places. Ooh, another bone. Oh, I found deer bones. Here's a nice deer rib or something. I bet that came from that pile of them that's over there. Probably some fox or somebody picked up that bone and said, I think I'll chew on this for a while. It'll be delicious. And it turns out it was delicious. Okay, now, see, I need to look around in here because this is a little area. Oh, geez. Yeah. Now I'm 100 meters from my car. I'm thinking about how much I gotta walk back to my car, and I'm already kind of hurting. But that's okay, because didn't we make the resolution to live for pain now? Pain, it's a beautiful thing.
Other toe.
You need to think of it as information instead of noise, which is what it is. But if you treat it like pure information, you can... And this is where I was going to fill in some kind of, I don't know, metaphysical details that are complete BS, but sounds super motivational. Crap on a crutch. I don't know how motivational I feel like being today. I can barely motivate myself. How does anybody expect me to motivate others? But I'm motivating the hell out of myself today. Having a good time. I'm in what's becoming severe pain. And I'm standing here where a tree fell over. And there's a bunch of caprinus. Look at all these inkies. Big flushes of inkies inking out. Here's some that are just popping. Here's some that are inked out from yesterday. It had to have rained. It had to have rained. These guys wouldn't be popping. All right. So what does it all mean, Tobe? Sum it all up for us. Make sense of all this nonsense. No, I refuse. I'm the other way around. I take sense and I turn it into nonsense. What this world needs is more confusion. More chaos, what this world needs is more morels. We need more morels right here on the ground where I can find them so we can produce some interesting content instead of listening to me wax philosophic. Which, you know, is fun in itself, but what the hell is this over here? Well, it's a weird plant that is pink. Okay. Whatever. Whatever. Whatever, he says. I can dig it. Now, do I want to go back there directly, or do I want to loop around here? I want to loop around here because we always do find some stuff. Oh, here's a little mushroom sticking out the end of this log. What is it? Some kind of caprinus. Yay, it's caprinus season. I guess we knew that part already. Caprinus, caprinus. We're finding them every once in a while. It also occurs to me. Oh, look. Wait. Who's these little dudes down here? Who are these little dudes down here? Oh, I found some unknown mushrooms. Don't even know if I've ever seen this before, but between these logs and there's some over there, yeah, all through this little area, there's little round mushrooms popping up. Are they puffballs of some kind? These are not any of the puffballs that I am familiar with, but they do have that perfect puffball shape. So, cool. We have found another species of fungus today. Not exactly what we're looking for, but... you know, you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you might find, you get into some trees. Oh, yeah. And once you're in the trees like this, oh, look at those cute little caprinuses popping up over there. I found some more caprinus. Oh, look at this little cluster. Oh yeah, here's what, 5 or 6 buddies all popping up between this log. They're having a good time. They're looking pretty cool. But I'm not seeing any Morchella esculenta in this area. No. And there's that damn golf ball again. Okay. Let's get back out of the trees. What's this up here? Ah, damn it. I keep thinking I'm finding something and I'm not. Right, so we got... See, I thought this bad boy right here was a morel. We got some more Caprinus, scaly caps. Look at these. There's a real nice flush of scalies. These are veiled. This is a species that is related to the inky cap. This is a Caprinus. It looks almost exactly the same, except the veil dries up and it becomes little scales on the cap. And so it looks like, I don't know, dragon skin? And sometimes these things are just poking up out of the ground and they look like dragon eggs. And their shading sometimes makes them look like morels, and you think you're seeing a morel, but you're not. And boy, oh boy, we got some cool stuff in here. I don't want to step on anybody. I want to check out this guy right here. Oh, he's nice. Yeah, look at all this Caprinus action. All right, cool. Ugh. Ow. Now I'm going to walk around. Instead of stepping over the log, because I don't want to step on any of these mushrooms. Now see, these popped up yesterday. These ones right here, these popped up yesterday. They're starting to ink out. They're 3 inches across, these caps. Are pretty wide. That's about 7 centimeters, 8 centimeters. Some of these are even a little bit bigger. So I'm going to walk around this log so I don't disturb any of my mushroom buddies. It's all about respect. Oh, and there's a little bumblebee in here. And when I say little, he's tiny. This tiny bumblebee is smaller than regular bees. And I hear some more Caprinus over here. Yeah. Oh, did I just see something? No, I did not. Okay, so let's get up in here into the mega zone. Ow. Ugh. Am I going to be able to make it out of here? Should I be turning around and walking back to my car now? How much do I have in me? I don't know. We're not even to the good part yet. Oh yeah, look, see, there's some of those big, scaly dudes. What's in there? Oh, that's just a leaf. Just a leaf. Oh, what's this growing on top of this broken up log? Ow, I should not have done that. Oh. Ow, that just pulled on my back. Yeah. Feels good. It feels like life. Keeping me awake. I'm very aware of my calf and my knee and my hip right now. It's an awareness. It's a human awareness of self. I'm feeling it. Oh, look, and here's a bunch of tiny little Caprinus dudes. Oh, and there's some snails in here too. Hey, is that snail going to eat that mushroom? That snail's eating that one. Yes. Ooh, we've got a big snail buffet going on here. Got these little snails. Their shells are about 1 centimeter in diameter. And they're on this rotten log. And there's 3 or 4 of them. And they're all huddled up against a big old mushroom. The mushrooms aren't that big. The mushrooms are only 1 inch tall. Or, 2 centimeters tall, but they're twice as the size of the snail that's eating them. How would you like to do that? How would you like to experience that? I would love to experience that. I would love to just be walking around somewhere and then somebody goes, oh, look, here's one of your favorite foods and it's twice as big as you are. You can just start eating it if you want. And I would say, oh, Why, thank you. Perhaps I shall. I want to eat a food that is twice as tall as I am. I want to... You know, we could probably do that. What if we had a cup of tea? I'm about 6 feet tall. Well, what is that in metric? It's, I was going to say 2 meters, but it's much less than 2 meters. It's, you know, I'm like 180 centimeters tall, right? So imagine, what's 180 times 2? Well, it's 40 minus 20. It's a 380? 360? I'm not the math guy. I'm the wandering around in the forest looking for mushrooms and dudes guy. But what I'm saying is, what if there was a teacup that it was twice as tall as me, and it was filled up with Da Hong Pao? That would be a beautiful thing. I think I'm starting to get high off the pain, and I'm starting to enjoy it. All right. I thought we'd find more around right around here. Where's all the damn mushrooms? Okay, so what we need to do is go over here. Am I going to be able to walk through this area? See, now the problem is all the green stuff is growing up and hiding everything. Oh, yeah, here's some more Caprinus by this stump. Stump. And aren't these nettles? Oh, just screw it. Let's just... If we're going to be in pain today, let's go for it all the way. Quit screwing around. Let's get stung by murder hornets while we're at it. That'll be a fun thing to experience. I can't get over this log because I'm leading with my bad leg. Lead with the good leg. There we go. Now I'm over the log. You can probably hear the traffic zipping by on Fort Street. It's about 25 meters away. And I don't want to go this way. This looks like bad plants. So let's go into this area where it's all crunchy. Oh, it's all crunchy in here. It's crunchy, but I'm not finding any of my Morchella esculenta buddies. Not for a want of looking. Because I'm looking. I'm looking like a fool. And I know what you're thinking. Tub, you're always looking like a fool. That might be so. But that's just part of my undeniable charisma. Now I gotta duck under trees and branches and... Oh, should have brought a machete. I never bring a machete. Okay, well... Huh. Nothing back here either. See, there's another one of those stupid golf balls. I should be picking up these golf balls and taking them out of here. Ow. Why do we remove the golf balls? So we don't think that they're mushrooms next time. Because, yes, that always happens. Now, I'm going to kind of start heading back just because I'm getting kind of worried that I might not be able to walk out of here today. That's an actual concern of mine. But I wanted to look... Where was I trying to go? What am I trying to do, say, or even talk about? Do I want to get up on that path and check that out up there a little bit? Yeah. What the hell? That'll be a fun thing to do. Let's get out and get on up here. Yeah, okay, we're good. Yeah, all right. I figured it out. You just gotta be smarter than the sticks. And here we are on a path in the forest. Oh, is this a mushroom over here? What did I see over here? Now I can't see it, so... Whatever. Okay, there's a bird right there. He's looking birdy. and I thought I heard something else up here. And am I seeing something? Okay, into the forest we go. Okay, disturb a few birds. Sorry, birds, don't mind me. Oh yeah, no, there's nothing back here. I thought I saw some mushrooms, but I only saw some leaves. Stupid leaves aren't my mushrooms I'm looking for. They don't care. But then again, they're not being obstreperous on purpose. They're just leaves. Their whole deal is falling off trees. Hey, look at this though. Ooh, here's a freshly cut down dead tree that's halfway standing up and halfway falling down. And it has got some polypore action growing on the underside. Fresh polypores. Big. These are gonna be biggins. Cool. We'll have to remember that that's there. Where are we at here? That's that tree. Okay. We will have to continue to monitor that tree throughout the season here. And it'll be something to check on. Which is the opposite of Chekhov, who was a playwright. And if you're a dork, if you're an uneducated monkey, oh, Chekhov, the Star Wars character. He was the Star Wars character who flew the space boat in Star Wars. Chekhov, Lieutenant Chekhov. He was funny because he always said nuclear wessels, huh? Get it, wessels? Yeah, not a Star Trek fan. And it just occurred to me that I'm on the wrong path. am I heading back to my car? Where am I going? I don't care. Because it's lovely out here today. It's overcast, and it looks like it's rainy, and I'm on the part of the path where there's lots of moss, and it's super green and mossy, and there's dead logs everywhere. And it smells like wet, rotting cellulose and lignin. And it sounds like birds. Listen to all those damn birds. We're in some kind of bird zone, and I'm not moving very fast. I'm trying to walk, but it just keeps getting funnier. Good God, it's going to take me 10 minutes to get back to my car. But look at this. This is what I imagine the Pacific Northwest is like. It's always dark like this. It's super green, and everything's damp. Is that how you imagine it? That's how I imagine it. I've never been there, but I get the feeling I'm going to be going up there soon because my brother is moving into that area, which is fine because I'll go to watch some marmots, and they probably got some mushrooms up there. But that's neither here nor there. Right now, I just need to keep moving forward. Yeah, I'm putting some power into it now. Well, the nettles are growing up nice and tall over here these now. That's good. And, ow, yeah. Oh, it's starting to hurt. That's okay, because I know this is just making the muscles in my legs look sexier. And all the girls will say, Tobe, you sure got some dubious legs committee going there. And I'll say, thanks, baby. And then she'll say, hey, baby, you got girlfriend Vietnam? Not right this minute, because we're done. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe. I got a limp on home. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.